This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. Welcome to Morning Devotions. This is Chris Witz. How do you find real peace of mind and heart? One man said, well, my therapist told me the way to achieve real inner peace is to finish what I start. So he said, so far today, I've finished 2 bags of chips, a chocolate cake, and he said, I feel better already. Well, that's, I guess, one way to find inner peace. But one of our problems is, I think, that peace can be so elusive. What is inner peace anyway? Probably one of our problems is that our thoughts can be so negative. It was Dr. Eleanor Kenarthy who said the average person has more than 200 negative thoughts a day. There's worries, jealousies, insecurities, cravings for forbidden things, etc. She said depressed people have as many as 600 negative thoughts. That's per day. You can't eliminate all the troublesome things that go through your mind, she says, but you can certainly reduce the number of negative thoughts. Probably, if you're a little bit older, you might remember the TV show The Brady Bunch. Do you remember who the dad was in the family? Well, he was known as Mike Brady, but he was actually played by Robert Reed. And unfortunately, this Hollywood actor, Robert Reed, died when he was 59. But it's not that Robert Reed I want to mention now. There's another Robert Reed who's still alive in the United States. He was actually a missionary. And this Robert Reed graduated from Abilene Christian University in Texas. He had a degree in Latin, he taught at a junior college in St. Louis, and ventured overseas on 5 mission trips. And then he finally moved to Lisbon in Portugal as a missionary in 1972. And when he got there, he did 3 things. He first of all rented a hotel room where he could live. He started studying Portuguese so that he could communicate better. And he found a restaurant owner who would feed him because he couldn't feed himself, because Robert has cerebral palsy. His hands are twisted, his feet are useless, he can't bath himself, he can't brush his own teeth, he can't put on his own clothes. His shirts are held together by strips of Velcro. His speech is very difficult, he can't drive a car, he can't ride a bike, he can't even go for a walk. But you know, that didn't stop him from becoming a missionary in Portugal. So eventually, and every day, Robert would get to a park where he would use his twisted hands to pass out brochures. And these were brochures that talked about Jesus Christ. And within 6 years, he helped introduce 70 people to Jesus. One of those people became his wife, Rosa. Now, here was this remarkable man, Robert, who could have been bitter because of this disease. He could have asked for pity. And Max Licardo, who's a good writer, who writes many Christian books, tells the story of how he went to hear Robert Reed. He said, I watched the other men carry him in his wheelchair up onto the platform. He laid a Bible in his lap. I watched his stiff fingers force open the pages, and I watched the people in the audience wipe away tears of admiration from their faces. Robert could have asked for sympathy or pity, but he didn't. He just held his bent hand up in the air and said, I have everything I need for joy. Now, that's remarkable. A man who has peace within himself, because he's experienced the Prince of Peace, that Jesus Christ, the peace that Jesus gives. Jesus actually was talking to his disciples in John 16, just before the end of his life. He said, do you really believe me? He said, the time will come, it's already here, when all of you will be scattered. Each of you will go back home and leave me by myself, but the Father will be with me. I won't be alone. Now, I've told you this so that you can have peace in your hearts because of me. While you're in the world, you will have to suffer. But cheer up, he said, I have defeated the world. The Holy Spirit will come and help you, because the Father will send the Spirit to take my place. And the Spirit will teach you everything and remind you of what I said while I was with you. I give you peace, the kind of peace that only I can give. It's not the peace that the world can give. Don't be worried or afraid. So isn't it true that God offers us peace and fulfillment? The psalmist said in Psalm 4 verse 8, in peace I will lie down and sleep, for you alone, O Lord, will keep me safe. Thank you, dear Father, for patience and for the lessons we learned as we take the bumps of life. But Lord, thank you overall for your abiding peace. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.